Chapter 55. A fatal question. I recognized that I was defeated. If I answered no, he would cut the matter short and wave me to the door without the grace of a word. I saw it in his uncompromising eye. If I said I was a lecturer, he would despise me and dismiss me with opprobrious words. If I said I was a dramatist, he would throw me out of the window. I saw that my case was hopeless, so I chose the course which seemed least humiliating. I would pocket my shame and glide out without answering. The silence was growing lengthy. I'll ask ye again. Are ye in the show business yourself?
Yes.
I said it with splendid confidence, for in that moment the very twin of that grand New Haven dog loafed into the room, and I saw that Irishman's eye light eloquently with pride and affection.
Ye are?
And what is it? I've got a bench show in New Haven. The weather did change then.
You don't say, sir.
And that's your show, sir.
Oh, it's a grand show, it's a wonderful show, sir, and a proud man I am to see your honor this day.
And he'll be an expert, sir, and he'll know all about dogs more than ever they know theirselves, I'll take me oath to it. I said, with modesty. I believe I have some reputation that way. In fact, my business requires it.
Ye have some reputation, your honor.
Bedad, I believe you. There's not a gentleman in the world that can lay over ye in the judgment of a dog, sir. Now I'll venture that your honor'll know that dog's dimensions there better than he knows them his own self, and just by the casting of your educated eye upon him. Would you mind giving a guess, if he'll be so good? I knew that upon my answer would depend my fate. If I made this dog bigger than the prize dog, it would be bad diplomacy, and suspicious. If I fell too far short of the prize dog, that would be equally damaging. The dog was standing by the table, and I believed I knew the difference between him and the one whose picture I had seen in the newspaper to a shade. I spoke promptly up and said, "It's no trouble to guess this noble creature's figure's height, 3 feet, length, 4 feet and 3/4 of an inch, weight, 148 1/4. The man snatched his hat from its peg, and danced on it with joy, shouting, "Ye have hardly missed it the hair's breadth, hardly the shade of a shade, your honor. Oh, it's the miraculous eye ye have got, for the judgment of a dog." And still pouring out his admiration of my capacities, he snatched off his vest and scoured off one of the wooden chairs with it, and scrubbed it and polished it, and said, "There, sit down, your honor. I'm ashamed of myself, that I forgot ye were standing all this time. And do put on your hat, ye mustn't take cold, it's a drafty place. And here is your cigar, sir, a getting cold, I'll give ye a light. There, the place is all yours, sir, and if ye'll just put your feet on the table, and make yourself at home, I'll stir around, and get a candle, and light ye up the old crazy stairs, and see that ye don't come to any harm, for be this time Mr. Daly'll be that impatient to see your honor, that he'll be taking the roof off." He conducted me cautiously and tenderly up the stairs, lighting the way and protecting me with friendly warnings, then pushed the door open, and bowed me in, and went his way, mumbling hearty things about my wonderful eye for points of a dog. Mr. Daly was writing, and had his back to me. He glanced over his shoulder presently, then jumped up and said, "Oh, dear me, I forgot all about giving instructions. I was just writing you to beg a thousand pardons. But how is it you are here? How did you get by that Irishman? You are the first man that's done it in 25 years. You didn't bribe him, I know that. There's not money enough in New York to do it. And you didn't persuade him. He is all ice and iron. There isn't a soft place nor a warm one in him anywhere. That is your secret? Look here, you owe me $100 for unintentionally giving you a chance to perform a miracle, for it is a miracle that you've done." "That is all right," I said. "Collected of Jimmy Lewis. That good dog, not only did me that good turn in the time of my need,
But he won for me an envious reputation among all the theatrical people from the Atlantic to the Pacific of being the only man in history who had ever run the blockade of Augustin Daly's back door. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.